Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is 8-Figure Business Coach, episode number 13, 5 Characteristics of Building a $1 Million Business. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach. I'm your host, Victoria Davenport. I like to go over building 8-Figure Business is not intentional, but accidental. No, you know I mean it the other way around. It's not accidental, it's intentional. A lot of people think that it's accidental, but no, it's intentional. There are several key components necessary to reach this type of business success. Each week I go into detail with proven methods on marketing, list building, the inner game, which is my favorite, your mindset, client attraction, social media, and other things that help you build a $1 million business, which the point is to eventually be able to sell. Now let's get started. Today we're going to talk about 5 characteristics to building a $1 billion business. A lot of people think building a $1 billion business is rather simple nowadays because a lot of news channels and Bloomberg, you hear about $1 trillion deals and $1.5 billion deals. So you think a $1 million business may be a bit more simpler than what it is. But the actual truth is the average entrepreneur's business is only $120,000 revenue a year. That's it. No more than that, $120,000. So all of us are thinking that if we're not making that amount of money of $1 million, we must be doing something wrong. Well, actually, it is more of a challenge than most people think. But if you have a system and proven methods, it can make it a lot easier. So I'm going to start right in with the number one reason why a lot of people do not have a $1 million business, or one of the characteristics of a $1 million business or building one, is not thinking too small. So many entrepreneurs think of only building a business for wealth, and that's completely the wrong idea you want to have. From the very beginning, you want to think of your business as an entity that's going to change lives. If you have that in mind, you're going to already think of it larger than what it is. So I suggest you start backwards with where you want to end up and then work from there. So if you're looking to make $1 million, then you need to break down when you want to make the $1 million and go into each year with the cost that it's going to require to make the million and what products and services you're going to need, because every business model will not take you to a $1 million business. So that's the very first thing. Don't think small. Number two, very important, hiring the right people. From the beginning, you could have the wrong people because a lot of them hire family and friends. It's less expensive, so we do that. A lot of the time, they don't have the skill set to build a business that we're looking for millions of dollars. So go ahead and hire the right individuals. If you don't have the money, try to hire someone that's an intern and pay them a little less, but get the skill set that you need to build that $1 million business. It's so important. I would say hiring the right staff is one of the most important things you can do. We're not good at everything, so having the right team with us makes all the difference in the world. One really important thing, number three, moving out to the CEO role. That is so important. Stepping up to the CEO role. So many of us like to be in the trenches. I know it feels safe back there when we're with our friends and we're acting as if we're not the CEO, but guess what? That's why we are the CEO. So we need to step out in that role, wear that honor proudly, and look at ways that we can grow our business beyond what we could even imagine. If we step into the CEO, start acting the part, we'll think the part, and we'll be the part. So from the very onset, already have in your mind that you're going to have to step up to the CEO role. Very important. And I always say step up because it's something you have to grow into, especially if you're used to being behind the scenes like I definitely was in the beginning of business. Number four, building a brand that people fall in love with. And I'm going to repeat that. Building a brand that people fall in love with. Uber important. If you can take your logo and your name of your company and just put it on someone else's logo or their paperwork and you feel that that is what brings a great brand, you're completely wrong. Your brand should be unique. Do something that other people think of doing but don't have the nerve to do. So I look at Southwest. Southwest airlines went and competed against all the large airlines because they were not doing what people wanted done. Southwest listened, and they built a brand that people absolutely love. The other larger companies were doing what they wanted to do. So if you have an idea, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but you do need to come up with something that's unique and that is satisfying an actual need. So once again, I go to my old faithful SurveyMonkey or focus groups to find out what people really want, not what you think they want. This will ensure you building an absolute great brand. And number five, the financials, the process, systems, and operations is so important. A lot of women entrepreneurs, they don't pay attention to this. They just know what they make at the end, but they don't know their numbers. And I do say ladies because more men are brought up to think about numbers than women are. But that is so important. My favorite, Shark Tank and Profit, that's the first thing they say, know your numbers. If you do not know your numbers, you will not be in business for very long, let alone building a million-dollar business. So once again, we'll go over the five. Thinking too small is a problem. Hiring the right staff is important. Moving out to the CEO role, stepping up, building a brand that people fall in love with, and knowing your financials, your process, and your operations for business. If you can do all of this, this will automatically put you on the roadmap for building a million-dollar business, and you'll know you're there because you'll be able to take vacations and you'll have a lifestyle that you can never imagine, and the most important thing is you can change lives through your business. That's the best feeling, and that should be one of your mission statements of why you're in business. So always think of growing your business bigger than yourself, and that will automatically put you on the right path for changing lives through business. I hope today's episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Also, if you'd like to visit and get other success tips, please visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. We give weekly success tips on what I just went over and many, many more. We have a blog, so sign up at our website, and we'll make sure you send that. We send that to you right away. Also, join us next week for episode on next Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this episode will be episode number 14, The State of Women's Business. We're really going to go into a lot of, you'd be surprised where we are. We are the number one growing segment of business, women entrepreneurs. I love that segment. Also, we love social media. So visit us on social media at Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, 8-Figure Business, or leave a comment on our channel. Have a much successful day today and look forward to seeing you next Thursday.